This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of His words in John chapter 4, verses 27 through 54. And at this point, His disciples came, and they marveled that He talked with a woman. Which woman? The woman was a Samaritan. Jesus talked with the Samaritan woman alone about true worshiper. True worshiper must worship God the Father in spirit and in truth. Then Jesus talked about the Samaritan woman's family condition. So she married 5 times. Right now, she was a cohabitant with a man. Also, Jesus explained to her about He was Messiah. But disciples went into the town in Samaria to buy food for the Lord Jesus Christ. Then disciples came back before the Lord Jesus Christ. Disciples saw Jesus alone talking with the Samaritan woman. So then the Samaritan woman left away from the sight of the disciples. At that time, over tradition, man was not talking with a woman alone. Second, Jewish person cannot talk with Samaritan. So two customs really shocked the disciples, who saw Jesus' communication with Samaritan women. So that's why at this point, which meaning Jesus alone communication with the Samaritan women, that point His disciples came and they marveled that He talked with a woman. So they got frightened, they got surprised because Jesus talked with a woman against at that time tradition. Yet, however, no one said, "What do you seek? Lord, what do you seek? Or why are you talking with her? Lord, why are you talking with her?" Because the communication is contrary to the tradition. But nobody asked those questions to the Lord Jesus Christ. The woman, that Samaritan woman, then left her water pot because she came to draw water in water pool made in Jacob. And Jesus asked her, "Give me water." So Jesus explained to her about no more thirsty water. So living water. If you ask me, you may not thirsty. So Jesus explained to him the true worship and the Messiah. The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city in Samaria, and said to the man, Samaritan people in her city, "Come see a man who told me." So she talks about Jesus, "A man who told me all things that I have did." So Jesus knew her personal story. She married five times. Right now she lived with a man. So all things that I ever did, could this be the Christ? So the woman knew and believed that Jesus was Christ. So could this be the Christ? Then they went out the city, the Samaritan city, and came to him. So many Samaritan people came to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. So his disciples brought in certain food, you know, to the Lord Jesus Christ. So teacher, eat. So Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, Jesus answered them, I have food to eat of which do you do not know. So Jesus talks about different food. I have food to eat of which you do not know. So Jesus talks about spiritual food. You know, what is that? So therefore the disciples said to one another, had anyone brought him anything to eat? So disciples said, you know, somebody already give a physical food, you know, to Jesus Christ. And so Jesus told us, I have a food to eat of which you do not know. So disciples wondered why Jesus, you know, talks about I have the food to eat. So he has a food, you know. What's the food talking about? Jesus said to them at that point, and Jesus told them about my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. So Jesus talking about my food is to do the will of him who sent me. Otherwise, to do the will of God the Father and to finish his work, God's work. What is that? Jesus came on the earth to redeem people from, you know, eternal death through Jesus' crucifixion with bloodshed. So basically Jesus talks about the redemption. My food is to do the will of him. Otherwise my calling is to do the will of God and to finish his work, God's work. So that's why, you know, Jesus Christ here is crucified on the cross, you know, with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins. So Jesus talks about redemption. John chapter 19, verse 30 said, you know, Jesus was crucified. At that time, Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. So, Jesus taught his disciples about redemption, calling as Jesus' food. So, we want to deliver gospel to unbelievers because Jesus came here to redeem us. So, we want to introduce him to Lord Jesus Christ to unbelievers, like the Samaritan woman introduced Jesus Christ, the Messiah, to Samaritan people. Likewise, do you not say they are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? So right now, you know, Jesus talks about you should, you know, outreach, you know, other people to come into the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus talks about, you know, 4 months. They are still 4 months, and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. So when, you know, can we, you know, outreach right now? So here, because right now, you know, harvest, which means there are, you know, so many unbelievers. You introduce the Lord Jesus Christ to them, So they, you know, accept your brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. So Jesus talks about the harvest, and he, so 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, you know, that's why, you know, preach gospel, you know, in season or out of season. So whenever we ever, you should introduce, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ to unbeliever. So some people, you know, sold the Lord Jesus Christ to the people, you know, other staff members as reapers. So whoever converted to Lord Jesus Christ, other staff members, you know, stand there around the preacher, so they would accept new believers becoming the children over God, you know, or, you know, brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. So those people called, you know, reapers. So some guy, you know, introduced the Lord Jesus Christ to them is called, you know, sower. You know, sower. So sower and, you know, reapers, you know, work together, you know, work together. And he who reaps receives wages. So, you know, he will, reapers receive the wages. The wages was their new convert, you know. Reapers accept, you know, new convert, new believer, becoming, you know, our kingdom family. So that is wages, like a joyful. And gather is a fruit for eternal life. So, you know, they have eternal life. They are no longer dead, you know, but they are alive, you know, forever, because they just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, they are new believers. So gathers fruit, you know, for souls. He who reaps may rejoice together. So the other, you know, stand member, you know, stand, you know, so convert, you know, whenever they accept, converted, becoming our body of Christ, they also are, you know, joyful. For in this, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. For example, Greg Laurie preached the gospel to unbelievers. So there are so many unbelievers God, you know, convicted the Lord Jesus Christ, and so they repent their sins. Then they accept the Lord Jesus Christ. They become new believers. Then Greg Laurie said, you know, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, come upward, you know, this stage. So many people, you know, came into, you know, stages. Then, you know, the other, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, stand there. So they accepted a new converted as our God's family members. So those are, you know, called reapers. They are, you know, together rejoicing. One sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. So basically, reapers, you know, for example, you know, harvest crusade, you know, the Greg Laurie and the harvest worship team, you know, they have they prepared for harvest crusade, you know, for a long time, you know, like several months, you know, something like that. So they asked the email or sent a mail to other Calvary chapels. So brother and sister might join together as reapers, not sowers. So basically, sowers and glory and other members of sowers, you know, directly deliver, you know, gospel, you know, to unbelievers. Then so many people convert to Christians. So the other, you know, reapers or the other stand members, they are accepting them as our brothers and sisters as well. So most of the labor, you know, labored by, collect glory, other step members, but other church, other local Calvary church members just show up, they are standing, they accept new believers as the body of Christ. So basically, Jesus talks about that. So also the 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 7, disciples said, one sows, one plants, one waters, and God gives the increase. So basically, right here, a sower, reapers, or plants, or waters, it really doesn't matter. So who make increase? Only God. So all glory shall be gone to God, because God, will give increase. God gives power, to sower, planter, watering guy, or reaper, whomever. So the increase is controlled by God. Verse 39, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him. Whoa! Already many Samaritans believed in the Lord Jesus Christ at that time because of the word of the woman who testified. So the Samaritan woman talked about Jesus' words to Samaritan neighbors. So basically, Jesus talks about not thirsty water, which is living water. So basically, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ as Messiah shall have living water, no longer thirsty water. Then we must worship God the Father, regardless of a place, Jerusalem or other location. But we must worship to God the Father. Worship God the Father. Not, our possessions, our fame, self, children. Nothing else. Only God the Father. Then, in spirit and in truth. In spirit, which means in the Holy Spirit, and in truth. Truth is God's reality. So basically, verse 39 talks about, we may have opportunity to give a personal testimony to the people. Be careful that we should bring the word of God to the people throughout our testimony, not delivering our read, our thought, our experience to the people, rather than God's word itself. So basically, in order to make them audience understand the word of God, we bring our story, our thought, something like that. He told me all that I ever did. So Jesus Christ told the Samaritan woman all that I ever did, which meaning Samaritan woman got married five times. Right now she lives with a woman without marriage, without official marriage. So Jesus knows everything. So when the Samaritan had come to him, Samaritan had come to the Lord Jesus Christ directly. They urged him to stay with him. So they asked the Lord Jesus Christ to stay with him. And Jesus stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Right now, because Jesus Christ directed the thoughts, the gospel to them, so many people believe it because of his own word. Right here, what did they believe? His own word. So faith is coming from hearing. Hearing is coming from word. So word is essential. So we should work by faith, not by sight. So his own word. Then they said to women, to Samaritan women, now we believe not because of what you said. So now we believe not because of hearsay, For we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ or Messiah, the Savior of the world. So this verse 42 teaches us whenever you got and taught from somebody like a pastor, Bible teacher, whoever, ultimately you should believe in the Word of God in the Bible. Every teaching as a tool is supportive to the Word of God in the Bible. So right here, Samaritan, not because of what you said or what you said, what in hearsay, but because we believe in Jesus' Word, right there. This is a kind of a personal relationship between the Lord Jesus Christ and each believer. Very, very important. Our master is only one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Other, they're like the ministers or assistants to the Lord Jesus Christ. So also in Samaria, already the gospel was sold. So Acts chapter 8, verse 5, to Philip the deacon went down to the city in Samaria and proclaimed the Christ there. So later, after the Pentecost, Philip went down, meaning Jerusalem is Judah in south bound, but went down to a north bound on the hill. So Israel in country, south is uphill, Jerusalem, but downhill north side in Samaria. So Philip went down downhill, Samaria, in a city in Samaria, and proclaimed the Christ there. So Philip might have a tremendous revival meeting in Samaria because Jesus already sold the gospel to Samaritan people, as well as the Samaritan woman. Now after 2 days he departed. So after Jesus stayed 2 days in a city in Samaria, then he departed from there, which meaning Samaria, went to Galilee, northbound, downhill. So went to downhill, northbound Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country, which is a pathland in Judea. In beginning, in last chapter, we saw the Pharisees showed up before the Lord Jesus Christ in Passover feast. So that time Jesus made healing, miraculous healing and wonders. Also Jesus turned down the table in the temple because they are trading cow, goat, money from Roman money to Jewish money, the money exchanger or something like that. So Jesus turned the table over a commercial, in the temple. So Jesus likely taught us, the temple of God should be pure, not contaminated with any commercial profit like that, something like that. So they were in a confrontation between Pharisees and Jesus Christ. So Jesus avoided that potential confrontation in Jerusalem. That's why Jesus came down into Samaria toward Galilee. So Jesus said, you know, Jesus himself testified that the prophet. So Jesus was called as a prophet by the people at that time. So regardless belief of a Messiah, a prophet had no honor in his own country. So when he came to Galilee, the northbound Galilee, so the Galileans received him. So welcome to Lord Jesus Christ. Having seen all things he did in Jerusalem at the feast, is in a first over in a feast, for they all had gone to the feast. So a Galilean also went gone to the Passover feast in Jerusalem. So that's why they accepted the Lord, you know, Jesus Christ. So talks about that. Now, verse 46. So Jesus came again to Cana. So Cana located in Galilee. So Cana is Cana northbound 27 miles away toward Capernaum, beside you know the beside Galilee Sea. Galilee Sea. So Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. So Jesus make water into wine, miraculous for wedding feast. So in John chapter 2, you know, verse 23. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. So a certain nobleman, right here, nobleman, which meaning we can see Luke chapter 8, verse 3 said, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household. So probably this nobleman might be Cusa. Cusa is the manager of Herod. Herod, who is Herod? Herod was the king over in Judea, you know, at that time. You know, Herod, you know, very high level political sense. He has very high level position because he is a manager for, you know, Herod king's, you know, household. So a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. So Capernaum is north side, you know, 27 miles away from Cana. Jesus Christ right now in Cana. So a certain nobleman, probably Cusa, came up 27 miles in south side, you know, Cana, when he heard. Cusa heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee. So Cusa heard that, you know, Jesus came from south in Judea toward went down toward the north side of Galilee area. He went to him and implored or besought him to come down and heal his son. So basically, nobleman asked the Lord Jesus Christ come down north side 27 miles away from Cana to Capernaum and heal the son, which meaning Jesus, you know, pray for his son and touch, you know, his hand to his hand, you know, to him, then, you know, heal his son from, you know, fever. For he was at the point of death because a lot of fever, his son, you know, might be dead. Then Jesus said to him, unless your people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. What is that? So Jesus is some kind of chastening the Jewish people, you know, the other people. So you are nobleman, you are, you know, one of, you know, those majority, you know, something like that. Unless you people. So only if you see something, signs, wonders, you will believe. Otherwise, you will never believe. So Jesus chastised this word, belief, only by word, not by sight. So, unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe. Unless you people, majority people, see signs and wonders, you will never believe it. Only if majority people, you also one of them, see signs and wonders, you will believe. Then the nobleman said to whom, Kuja said, responded to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies. Before my child's death, you know, come down." Jesus said to him, Jesus see his heart, at least in a nobleman believe Jesus was able to heal his son. So Jesus' authority to heal his son. Jesus said to him, "Go your way." Jesus made a commandment by his word, "Go your way," which meaning go home. Go your way, go down to Capernaum at your home. Go home, your son lives. So the man believed it, right here, very important. The man believed the word. The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him. So he works by faith, not sight. So he has no sight over his son's recovery, because his son 27 miles away, northbound in Capernaum, not in Kenya. So believe the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. So the work of his faith is he went his way, which means he went home. And as he was now going down 27 miles away, north side, his servants met him. So on the way, he met his servants, told him, saying, "Your son lives. Oh, master, your son lives now." So then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. When he recovered, when he healed, he asked him, ask them. And they said to him, they respond to him, "Yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him." So yesterday, seventh hour, that time, when Jesus, your son heals, at that time, his son healed. So the father knew that it was at the same hour. Seventh hour, meaning, you know, Roman time, assuming, so today, you know, 7 o'clock in the evening, in which Jesus said to him, "Your son lives," and he himself believed. So obviously, the first he believed by word, but right now, not by, you know, consequence of his face, you know, so by sight, by hearing. He himself believed, and his whole household. So consequently, his face extended to his whole household also, who believe in the Jesus as the Messiah. This again is the second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. So the John talks about this is the second sign, second, you know, miraculous sign, and talks about Also, here it shows up, you know, Jesus' location is no problem because of God's work. God is omnipresent. God exists everywhere. So location is not the issue. So although Jesus said in Cana, your son in Capernaum are hills. So 27 miles distance, but distance is not really issue. So we can pray, you know, for the people in foreign countries, in the state. Also, God is still working for them because God is omnipresent. Also, Jesus taught to a Samaritan woman about true worshiper. So, you are no longer worship here in Gerizim, the temple place in Samaritan, for Samaritan. But also Jewish people not in Jerusalem. So your worship place not in Jerusalem. So what does it mean? God is really omnipresent. Wherever you must worship God the Father in spirit and in truth. Finally, our faith must be founded upon the fact of His Word in all Scripture which is given by inspiration of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much to Master over His Word. Lord, let us live by faith, not by sight. Lord, mortify our fleshly thing, that fill up with your spirit, then we might have spiritual minds rather than carnal minds. Lord, use us for your kingdom and your glory. Use us to deliver the gospel to unbelievers. Lord, bless each of them to work for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.